Chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 this morning. Everything we work toward has to be accompanied by a big picture, a goal that we have in mind. This is why we do this. You lose the big picture and you lose your motivation, momentum, will, desire, progress. For example, you go to school. Why do you go to school? Well, hopefully you got some goals in mind. You're going to graduate one of these days, and between going and graduating, you want to gain some skills. You want to have some worth so that when you graduate, you can find that job, and you've got a reason to live and to breathe and to do things. Big picture, providing for a family, driving a nice ride, enjoying grand vacations, buying a house. That motivates you. Get up early, go to class, strain your brain, become a somebody, become a something. A young couple falls in love. Big picture. Oh, cuddle every night, great conversations every day, raise some wonderful kids, grandkids, and earn more than we need, and have a wonderful life. Obstacles come, of course. Challenges occur. Illness, infidelity, loss of a career, child with special needs. Boy, you need the big picture. We're going to get through this. We're going to get over this. We're going to get past this. We're going to get back to our dream. Get it back on track. This is why. Whenever you work on a puzzle, the most important thing you can have is the picture on the box. This is what it's going to be like. This is the big picture. Where does this fit? How does this work into? I don't think this belongs anywhere. And you scour on the picture. Where does this fit in? We always choose our puzzles by the picture on the box. There are some puzzles, I don't know if you've seen them or not, they're just blank. They're all white or they're all black, and you just have to figure out how the... If I had one of those, I'd have to paint on it something so that I could... I need a picture to work on so I can get it all together. And that's your life. What's it all about? What's it becoming? If I don't like the picture on the puzzle, I can't find interest in it. Little fuzzy kittens, muscle car, you know, that's a nice scene, can do those. But I have to be interested, I have to be bought in, I have to want it. What's the big picture? What's the big picture of our faith? Why are we Christians? Why are we here this morning? Paul's going to give us the picture on the box this morning. This is why we do this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Father, we read it. Help us to understand it. Help it to stir us. Help us to anticipate and live like a people with a purpose. And we'll thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. So here it is. This is why we're Christians. We look forward to the adoption by God himself through Jesus Christ. Already adopted, but we look forward to that day when the inheritance comes in. Anybody here ever envy anybody else? You saw something and it just, ooh. When I was in high school, there was a fellow in my class. His father owned a car dealership, a Chevy car dealership. And so we're talking, I graduated in 75, so, you know, early 70s, kind of a thing. And this junior in high school would come riding in a brand new Monte Carlo. You know, the wide tires on the back. I had my Volkswagen Squareback. I always loved when the muffler went, because at least it sounded impressive around the corner. But yeah, I don't know if you've ever envied anybody. Wow, what would it be like if? You really don't have to wonder. You and I are children of God. And one of these days, one of these days, the full inheritance is going to come. And everything that you've ever wished for, everything that you ever wanted, it's going to be trumped. It's going to be magnified so many times over. In fact, he chose us to be holy, to be perfect, to be blameless in his sight. You're not right now, but one of these days you're going to be perfect. Perfect. Not arrogant, not overbearing, but just do everything absolutely right. Wouldn't you love to never mess up again? Never forget a thing. Never misplace. Never say a stupid word. Finish every project flawlessly. End every effort with a fist bump and a high five. Yes! That's how it's done. I walk my dog to the park. We walk just about every day. She loves that little jaunt along the way, and she'll do her business as we're headed that direction. And the reason we like to end up at the park is they have a garbage can there, and that's the only one within a couple square blocks or what have you. And as we get close, there's a barrel. And I like to stand on this side of the fence and give her a toss. I get one chance hitting that barrel over two fences about 15 feet away. And most of the time, it's right in. But when I miss, I have to take what I call the walk of shame and go around the corner and pick it up. And there's often people in the park and so on. So I've got an audience, you know. They've got those foam fingers. Go, Joel, go. You can do this, you know. And we're all good. It's amazing how much better I feel when I've made the bucket from two fences away. Now, this is an important thing I'm trying to explain. And it's amazing how bummed I feel the rest of the way home when I've missed the shot. I only get one shot at it per day. Dog can only do so much. You know, you can only expect so much out of a Yorkie. And so there's coming a day, my friend, when you'll never miss a shot again. Bullseye every time. You'll catch every pass. You'll get every touchdown. How much pleasure in the little simple things of life. I'll never misplace my keys. I'll never say something I regret. Forget why I'm here. Never have one of those days. You ever have one? Thursday this last week was just one of those days for me. You woke up, didn't feel so good. You didn't do so good. You just kind of hung over you the whole day. And Friday was much better, but you're never going to have one of those when you get to heaven. That, my friends, is the big picture of Christianity. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And it will all be to the glory of God. You will be happy, and your happiness will be God's glory. You being happy will make him happy. Some of us get a taste of that now. You have kids or grandkids, and you make them happy. You know, they report to the parents. When the parents come to pick them up, they had a great time, and you just feel, whoo! And, you know, it gives you the strength to clean the house and put everything back into order and go on with life. Imagine being happy. Imagine being well. Imagine being strong, and all of that is God's joy. You're going to enjoy all of that for eternity. That's why we're willing to endure the trouble, the persecution, and the heartache of life for a little while. Just a little while. Pastor, you don't know, for the last 25 years I have been a little while. A little while. A little while longer. And we'll break through. The goal is worth the cost. The goal is worth being seen as an oddball by others on this planet. The goal is worth putting off sexual urges until appropriate, training ourselves to respond kindly to abuse, living with other people. It's worth it. Whatever the Lord directs us to do, whatever He asks of us now, it's worth it. This is boot camp. That will be our commission. This is dieting. That'll be a banquet. This is working out. That is catching the winning touchdown with defenders hanging all over you. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Is this a tough season for you? Remember the big picture. In pain today? Remember the big picture. Feeling lonely right now? Big picture. Paul begins his letter with the big picture. He's talking to a church that's going through really hard times. It was hard to be a Christian in Ephesus. Tough, tough place to be a believer. And I can imagine that these folk who are under persecution and rejected by family in many instances has lost their job trying to scrape to get by, wondering, can we do this? Is it worth it? And then they get this letter, and it's like a tall glass of ice water on a very hot day. That's good. Big picture. Right now, persecution, opposition, frustration. Soon and forever, joy, fulfillment, and pleasures forevermore. It's what the Bible promises about heaven. Pleasures forevermore. Guard the big picture in your spirit, friend. Guard it. Don't let the enemy leak in there. Don't let him discourage you. Don't let him slow you down. Don't let him lie to you. Oh, you can't do this. You can't take it anymore. It's only getting worse. It's this. It's that. Ah! No! Big picture! There's coming a day. Soon and very soon. It will be wonderful. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Hallelujah. Take the big picture out every once in a while and look at it. Enjoy it. Remember it. Savor it. We'll be there. A good friend of Ray and mine, Larry Dentler, his wife passed away a couple months ago. And we sat with him, and he told the story of her dying day. His wife's name's Kathy, a very sweet lady, had served the Lord wonderfully her whole life. And he was kind of dozing off in the chair, and she was in bed, and she said, "What do you think it'll take to get a job like that?" And he didn't know what, job like what? She said, "There's fruit trees all along the river of life in heaven. It talks about it in the book of Revelation. I'd like to tend those trees." "Well, what do you suppose it would take if I could just..." And she was already seeing, already looking forward to it. had lived a life and was ready to go and couldn't wait to get to the other side. That's not my picture of paradise, tending trees, but that's one thing that she wanted to do. What will it be like? Take the big picture out, friend. You know, we're too stinking busy. And when we don't have anything to do, we busy ourselves. I guess it's a sign of getting older. But more and more I've been putting on, they have song and scripture on one of the Christian channels on television. It's just real nice scenery and real nice soft music. The other day I was on a call and they had to put me on hold. And when they came back, they said, I said, no, put me back on hold. You have the nicest music. I said, some people you're on hold. It's unnerving. You have a nice, soothing, soft. And I guess the older I get, I just like the nice, soft, and the easygoing, and the scenery, and the beautiful things that God has created, and kind of let it soak in, let the peace come. Big picture, there'll be peace where we're gone. There won't be any misunderstandings at all. And it'll just be so lovely. No more dying there. We're going to see the King. No more crying there. We're going to see the King. Always smiling there. We're going to see the King. Always happy there. We're going to see the King. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We're free at last. One of my wife's issues is she never feels at home. We go back to visit in Pittsburgh, she never feels quite at home. We live in a house, she never feels quite at home. She's always looking for home. I have this thought in the back of my mind. When we get to the other side, she's just going to break down and know this is what we've been looking for all our lives. This is what it's all about. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. That's a great song to sing during the nightly news, you know. All I know is this, I'm not home yet. No, but we're on our way home. We're on our way home. Don't forget that, my friend. Verse 3 tells us the appropriate response to having this inheritance, to all of these good things, to God perfecting us is praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I haven't earned any of this. I can't make up for it. I've tried and I've blown a lot of things, but hallelujah, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. And I'm going there very soon. Praise. He chose us, paid for our sins, lavishes his love on us, joy, peace, all the rest. And we bless him with sincere words of praise and acts of service. Lord, I just want to thank you. Do you know what it is to be appreciated? Do you like to be appreciated? Do you enjoy when you've made a difference in somebody else's life? I'm going through kind of a neat season right now. During the winter, I have a snowblower, and God's blessed me with that. I bought it from a neighbor, $75. It's a great little tool. And I'm up before the rest of the neighborhood is up and so on. And we've got a lot of widows and elderly in our neighborhood. And so, you know, one lady was out chipping the ice off of her driveway because she didn't get it cleaned off. And I determined in my heart she'll never have to do that again. And so I kind of make my rounds. Barbara would say, where in the world were you? Our driveway is not that big, you know. And I come in and I just I tried to be a secret Santa, you know, to it all. But they found out who I was. And so now I'm getting cards. A lady dropped off a card last night, homemade card. $40 dropped out of it when I opened it. I said, that's not why I do this, you know. And maybe the sweetest blessing of all, I was walking down the walkway, the sidewalk the other day, and a friend of ours, Bill, went for heart surgery. So I made sure that his driveway was done. And his wife stepped out and she said, did you do our driveway? I said, why? What'd they say? Well, nobody said anything. We just figured it would be you. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. They suspected me of doing nice things. And to be appreciated feels really good. It feels really good. We do that for God when we worship. Do you credit God with the things that go right in your life? Lord, I can't find my keys. Will you help? Oh, thank you, God. When I didn't lose them at all, hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're helping me here. Do you appreciate the Lord? Every breath we take, every beautiful scene we take in, God, 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 give him praise. He's worthy of that. It warms his heart. We don't feed him with our praise. He doesn't need us at all. But it's so... We're playing Clue the other night. Had the grandkids over on Friday night. And my wife... They call it the ballroom is on Clue. And my wife says to my grandson, Parker, will you dance with me at your wedding? And he said, yeah, I'll dance with you at the wedding. So then when you're playing Clue and you're in a room, you get to guess who did it in that room with what thing. And he guessed my wife's character. So she went into the room with him. And he said, here, Grandma, I'll dance with you now. And put his piece over there. You know, tears in the eyes for old Meemaw and everything. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet. Not always sweet, but he was pretty sweet there in that moment, you know. When we love our God, he draws near. We don't just serve him. It's not just, well, I better be nice to God so things go well. Have you learned yet he's so lovable? He deserves to be our very best friend. He sticks closer than a brother. And praise is appropriate. You've done something for somebody they didn't or maybe can't ever pay you back. But you can see the appreciation and it warms your heart. Your praise blesses God. Isn't that amazing? Your praise blesses God. You have an effect on him. You come to an understanding of how undeserving. I come to an understanding of how undeserving I am. I don't belong here. I remember it hit me a communion service or two ago. I thought, what am I doing here serving communion? Wow. And how great he is. The one who created everything listens to me. He cares. He recognizes. You ever walk in the room and your baby lights up? It's just the sweetest thing in the world. We warm God's heart when we light up in his presence. He came to live, suffer, and die in order to save us. That's how precious we are to him. He did all that while we were yet sinners, while we were his enemy. Christ died for us. Take into consideration the type of death he suffered in order to win our souls. So let me ask you, is God worthy of our praise? Is he worthy to be thanked? Isn't that the least we can give? But don't make up. Don't do lip service. Don't do any of that duty worship. Well, I'm here. And so your lips sing the words, but your mind and your heart. The Bible says God would rather have no sacrifice than lame sacrifice. He said, get the junk out of here. Lock the doors. I don't want that. If you got to come in here and mumble, and you got to come in here and it's not, forget it. Just go home. Go do something else. Go have brunch. Make your tea time. That'll be fine. But if you're going to come, bring it. If you're going to come, bring it. Think about him. Think about what he's done. Give him an appropriate response to that. Maybe look over your shoulder at the week you've just come through. Has he been there for you? Has he gotten you past some conversations or some situations? Do you have something to be thankful for today? And maybe worst of all, if you can't think of anything to be thankful for, best get started. And how can we keep from singing his praise when we look at the big picture? Add to that, our text goes on to say that he saw to it that you got an invite to this glorious future. Not everybody in the world is saved. The Bible says, broad is the way that goes to destruction, and many go therein. But narrow is the road, and small is the gate that leads to life, and few there are that find it. Can you believe that? I remember the kids were young, and we were on our way home from church, and we're going down our street, and there are kids playing in every yard. And my daughter says, hey, they were home playing. Well, we went to church. And my son said, we're the lucky ones. We're the lucky ones. Dude, that's worth 10,000 sermons right there. You and I, we're the lucky ones. There are people out there doing all kind of whatever. Hallelujah. We're in his presence today. We're under his anointing this morning. We're being reminded of the big picture. He lavishes on us wisdom and understanding. He gives us this mystery. The rest of the world wonders, why are they doing that? What's with that? They can even come and listen to the same thing. They can hear the songs we're singing and go home mystified. What? They miss what has become the center of our life. They can't hear, they can't see, they can't know what has been revealed to us. Have you gotten the invitation? Do you understand? Do you know? Yeah, they can laugh. You go to church how often? You get up when? On a Sunday? Well, that's our only day to sleep in. That's this, that's that. They go on with their old, tired lifestyle. Surely the next immoral relationship, the next betting. Can I throw this in there? I won't charge extra for this, but I'm sitting on my couch and I'm watching these commercials now. You can bet on your smartphone or on your laptop. And the one tagline to the one commercial is, it's safe and it's legal. It's safe? I can sit on my couch and lose my house. I can ruin my life from my easy chair. It's safe. Excuse me. And then they always put a, do you have a gambling problem? Just call this number. Oy. At least in the olden days, you had to get up off your easy chair and get in a car or fly on an airplane. We had a city called Sin City. Now we've just splattered it all over. one more bet, one more, if I can just sit, then it will be over and then it will be good. No. Anyway, on the fool's run, the door to salvation stands wide open, bidding all to enter and find rest. But on the fool's run, looking for what cannot be found anywhere else. How many of our stars have started out in church, found their fame and fortune in the world, but lost it all? What good does it do a man to gain the whole world yet lose his soul? If you found that, you found the gift of life. If you know what the big picture really is, you're the lucky one. Would you stand with me this morning?